story is brought to you by the Alliance Kiwanis Club, the Bremen Town Band by Brian Wildsmith. There was once a farmer who had a donkey that had worked for him for many years. The donkey grew old and could not work anymore, so the farmer thought about selling him.
"It's time for me to leave,"
said the donkey.
"I still have a fine voice. I will go to the famous city of Bremen and sing with the town band."
And he set off along the highway. He had not gone far when he met a dog lying in the road and panting as if he were very tired.
"What is the matter?"
said the donkey.
Said
the dog.
"I have grown old and weak, and my master thinks about getting rid of me. Now I have run away, but where shall I go? And what shall I do? Come with me,"
said the donkey.
"I am on my way to Bremen. You can bark, and I can bray. And together we can sing in the town band."
And so they went along the highway happily together. After they'd traveled a little way, they met a cat who was looking very sad.
"What is wrong?"
said the donkey.
"Ah,"
said the cat.
"I can't catch mice anymore, and my mistress says that I am useless. So I decided to run away. But what will happen to me now?" "Come with us to Bremen,"
said the donkey.
"You can meow.
Meow.
The dog can bark.
Woof.
I can bray. And together we can sing in the town band."
And so all three went cheerfully along the highway. Not long afterwards, they came upon a rooster, perched upon a gate and crowing with all his might.
"Why do you crow so loudly?"
said the donkey.
"The farmer's wife says I am too old to be useful anymore,"
said the rooster.
"So I am making as much noise as I can before she puts me in the cooking pot."
"Why don't you come to Bremen with us?"
said the donkey.
"You can crow. The cat can meow. The dog can bark. I can bray. And together we can sing in the town band."
And so all four went along the highway singing together. However, time was getting on, and the four friends knew they couldn't get to Bremen that day. When night fell, they came to a forest and decided to sleep there. The donkey and the dog lay down under a tall tree, while the cat climbed up into the branches. The rooster flew up to the top of the tree and looked around. In the distance, he saw a spark of light.
"Friends,"
he said,
"I think there's a house nearby. Let's go and see if we can find some food."
The animals all agreed, so off they went together. Soon they came upon a house with bright light streaming from the windows. The donkey went up to the house and peeped in through a window.
"What do you see in there?"
said the rooster.
"What do I see?"
said the donkey.
"I see a table full of good things to eat and five fierce robbers standing all around." "I'd love to get some of that food,"
said the dog.
"So would I,"
said the rooster.
"But how can we get in?"
At last, the cat thought of a plan. The donkey put his front legs on the windowsill, the dog got on his back, the cat climbed on to the dog, and the rooster flew up and perched on the cat.
"Now,"
said the rooster,
"let us all sing together."
The donkey brayed, the dog barked, the cat meowed, and the rooster screamed. Then they all broke through the window at once and came tumbling into the room with a terrible clatter. Robbers were so frightened that they ran out of the house as fast as their legs would carry them. The four friends burst out laughing. and tucked into the food on the table. When they had eaten everything in sight, they settled down and went to sleep. Meanwhile, one of the robbers crept back inside the house. It was so dark that he trod on the cat, who spat at him. He tripped over the dog, who bit him. He bumped into the donkey, who kicked him, and the rooster flew on top of him, crowing away. The robber was terrified and ran back to the others. A terrible old witch spat at me, a fierce man stabbed me, a huge monster kicked me, and a demon screamed in my ear. At this, the robbers all ran away and were never seen again. The friends were all so pleased with the house that they stayed there and lived happily together, and they never did go and sing in the Bremen Town Band. The end.